Standing by. Soft Hands McQuaid. What do you got planned for the weekend?
Well, we're hosting pretty much all the meals. Christmas Eve, the Magnuson household has a traditional Italian meal. How's that for Scandahoovians?
I wonder what you're like on Christmas Eve after a few drinks.
You'd be surprised. Pretty sedate.
You know, when I was a young boy...
I really settled down.
When I was a young boy... And I used to watch Hallmark Hall of Fame specials this time of year.
Yes.
And I'd see these families that I honestly didn't believe actually existed, and these fathers I actually didn't believe truly existed in this world. I remember saying, you know, if I ever stumble upon a human being who matches any of these characters, you know, I'll change my opinion, and I won't be so hard on these Hallmark Hall of Fame shows. But until then, this stuff is sap. Till I met you. You are...
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you remind me of every guy I've ever seen on a Hallmark Hall of Fame holiday special.
Really?
Yeah, I can just see you Christmas Eve in your chair with your sweater on.
What color?
I'm guessing an off yellow. And
chair or sweater?
The sweater.
Oh, okay.
And you're sitting there, and you're saying things that haven't been said since Bing Crosby acted in a film.
And, profound things.
No, just sort of... nothing controversial at all, but nothing boring either. And the kids sort of are looking up. They're seated cross-legged on the living room floor, and they're looking up admiringly. And the women from time to time look over and say, oh, Greg, when you say something that's just a little bit, what's the term, a little bit bawdy, which would be... say as bawdy as Grandpa Walton would get. That's what I'm picturing at the Magnuson household. It's almost Minnesota 1954.
Okay, what I need from you is some coaching then. What can I do to really stir things up Christmas Eve at the Magnuson house that will just stun everybody?
Is there going to be someone over who is an in-law... that you could pull aside, a stuffy person, perhaps a real conservative, deeply religious person that you could pull aside, and you could say, I don't want to go into the new year with this on my conscience, but last week I did your sister.
No, the in-laws aren't coming.
And then say to them, just kidding, but wouldn't it be fun sometime for you and I to get some fellows together from the Elks Club and visit her? I mean, things that would really turn you into something no one has seen before.
That would really be difficult for
and
me,
then,
though, I think.
Then open the guy's shirt up and vomit into it. And then just say, here, let me clean that up, and then stop yourself and go, actually, no, I don't want to go near that stuff. And walk away with a big thing of toilet paper coming out of your trousers.
But can I end it
with
all?
With alligator shoes on and little fangs that you bought at a Halloween store. And then walk out the front door with a can of gasoline and burn down the neighbor's garage. Now we're just getting warmed up. Then what I'd like you to do is go to a midnight mass service and at some point, perhaps right after Holy Communion, start walking drunk down the aisle towards the altar saying, there is no God!
Slow down, will you? I can't keep up. I'm trying to get this all down.
Finally, in the morning when you wake up at detox and ask for some water, when the people bring it to you, grab them and as hard as you can just ram their heads into the bars, escape, and once again go on a 12-state kind of crime spree, the likes of which hasn't been seen since, something that would get a Truman Capote-type guy to do another In Cold Blood story, except in this case there are hundreds of farmhouses visited by you. Then what I want you to do, Greg, then what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to hook up with a kind of a Branch Davidian operation of some sort down in Texas. They still exist. Doesn't have to be that one, but could be a different one. Take hostages and go on an 81-day standoff, capturing the imagination of the nation, only ending when once again, like people at Jonestown. You all have a mass suicide. That makes the cover of Newsweek magazine. Now, that takes it out of the realm of the whole Hallmark Hall of Fame show of my youth. But it does do sort of a Wednesday night NBC movie of the week kind of a thing that I think can also be just as entertaining. The only thing left is we need a theme song. Hallmark Hall of Fame shows had a lot of violins and things like that. We got to find something else. I'm just looking in the library here. A theme song we could go with for you. Let's see. The Greg Magnuson story.
Just for you.